Hey everybody, Matt Siltala here alongside Dave Rohr, another exciting podcast episode we're going to bring you. Today what we're going to focus on is basically stock photography and avoiding it. And, you know, photography is something that Dave and myself, you know, I know Dave loves it. He's come out here to Arizona before and visited, and we've gone out shooting, and it's something that I'm super passionate about. I love photography, and so I got a lot to say about this. And so, Dave, welcome. How you doing today?
Pretty good. I am a total amateur hack photographer. You, sir, are way beyond me. Just putting that out there.
Oh, you're too kind.
No, you're an awesome photographer. That said, a lot of sites, whether it's digital marketing agencies, or especially in the B2B space, I tend to see, there's that one picture of this like 55 to 60 year old man that I swear every landing page and every SaaS solution just finds itself using.
I know which one you're talking about. Yeah.
And it's the same guy, but he's just in a lot. And there's like at least four or five pictures that I can think of as I think about it. But he's always in the same one. Yeah. And it's so easy to tell that it's a stock photography, especially when you've seen it before. But, I mean, I'll let you talk about just some other ways to get around that. But please, just don't use the same photos that everyone else uses.
You know, I was thinking about this, you know, some of the other benefits. And this is something that maybe when we brought this topic up, you hadn't thought about. But something that... you know, I just received an email saying something to the effect of, congratulations, your photos have just reached like 5 million views for this particular upload that I did. And I was like, what on earth? Like, you know, 5 million views, that's a lot of views. Happened to be for a lodge. I guess it, some photographs I took and, you know, for a certain lodge in Alaska, and it's something that's featured on, forgetting one of the travel sites, you know, pick one of them, I can't remember, but I know that they were featured there. And anyway, it's just interesting because, like, I'll see the statistics on these pictures, and now granted, they're really nice pictures that I took with my DSLR and whatnot, but they're not just, like, stock photos that... This resort is using from Alaska or whatever it might be, you know what I'm saying? And so something that I thought was interesting is, you know, just strictly from a driving traffic standpoint or, you know, the SEO side of it, you know, if you could get out, and again, this is, you know, a little bit different. This is, a resort / lodge, whatever. But, again, getting out and taking some pictures, and also... you know, it shows you that, hey, you don't have to spend a ton of money if you don't have a huge budget to hire a photographer. You know, do you know someone with a decent camera that can go out there and take pictures for you? One of the things that I was also thinking about when we were, putting this podcast together was with the, you know, like, and again, I'm not familiar with anything other. I've only had iPhones, and maybe you could talk to the other types of cameras, phones. But, like, I know, for example, the iPhone 7 has some great, the 7 Plus has some great options with, you know, really good depth of field photography and the two lenses and whatnot. And so, I mean, lots of opportunities that are right there that you know, quite frankly, aren't going to cost you a lot. And definitely would agree with avoiding stock photography whenever you can. And what this has turned to, and why I brought this up with this lodge is I was like, hey, look at these images that have been so popular. And so then what they'll do is they'll take those analytics, so to speak. All right, so this is probably one of the most viewed images, for example. Let's use this on our landing page and see how it does compared to the landing pages that we've had for bookings or whatnot. And so, you know, just little things like that, simple things that you can do. And, those are just some of my first thoughts when we were talking about this.
For Northside Metrics, the homepage, I actually started, and I think I swapped it out. I should probably double check before I before I misquote my own self, yeah, that's still, it's not a stock photo, but it's one that I found on Flickr, and it had open rights to use, even for commercial. I've actually went on a boat and tried to replicate this myself, and I liked it, but it the size and stuff didn't quite fit the use. So there is a time, I think, for, and this isn't a stock photography, but it kind of, you know, depending on what, how broad or how specific you want to get, this is someone else's photo, you know, yada yada.
Right.
I tried to replicate it. It didn't quite work. I'll probably try to get on a boat again and try to replicate it, but I haven't been able to. And I'm a photographer, so not all the time can you replace it. But you can go to Flickr. You can go to SmugMug. You can go to, you know, any, and we'll list out, there's so many different sites that have royalty-free or commercial right usage of photos of your locality, or, you know, we've talked about it before, interns and, you know, hiring someone to do stuff. There's a local college here by me that offers basic 101 photography class or 201 photography class.
Yeah.
Figure out who the instructor is and go and give your business card or a couple business cards and say, hey, during your class, you know, leave my business card and tell people that I will pay, you know, one person $50 or $100 if they come by and they take a bunch of photos of my storefront and some products and some stuff like that. They can get some practice, you know, or maybe they'll do it for free, just for something for a portfolio. But, you know, offer some money, offer some discounts, something, and again, use someone that's local or put out something in Craigslist or somewhere and just get someone to come in and take photos.
Yeah, I love that idea, and it works well, and it goes right along with, you know, what we talked about with hiring an intern, and one of those, you know, one of those reasons why you should from that podcast. But moving along, you know, like you mentioned that your website, and so of course I went and looked at the Avalanche Media website, and it got me thinking of something else that, you know, is really good with this side of it to bring up here, is making sure. And again, this is where your photography can come into play, and not using stock photography. So we want brand consistency everywhere. We want people, when they come into our website, to think that, hey, these are the individuals I'm dealing with. When they look at our LinkedIn profiles, when they looked at our pictures, our images, when they look at any of our digital assets or anything that we put on Facebook or Instagram, for example. And so, like, when you go to the Avalanche Media website, again, a lot of the imagery, all the imagery you're going to see is very consistent. You see, you know, the exact Yeti wall, or you see the way that our office looks. You see that imagery, and that's the same kind of imagery that you'll see on the socials. That's the same kind of imagery that you'll see in the advertising everywhere. And so it makes people comfortable when they're coming in and they're visiting your website, or they're coming into your storefront. Like, let's say they researched you out and you know, they come in and look at you, and all of that is consistent, okay? It makes them feel like, you know, more warm and fuzzy, if you will. It makes them feel like they're dealing with, you know, something that's reputable versus, like you said, when you could tell that that's an obvious, you know, stock photo.
Especially for the About Us, there's nothing that scares me more as when I see any sort of agency or service, even a local, like I was looking at someone cut down some trees. I was just curious, you know, the smaller companies tend to not have. If I could see a picture of the owner so I know who's going to show up, or a picture of the team, or, you know, a picture of the work they've done rather than just, you know, nothing, especially for agencies and other SaaS solutions, it's like, is this a real company? You know, are there real people behind it? They say that there might be one or two people, or, you know, but I never see a picture of anyone, and I can't find anything on LinkedIn, and I can find stuff. And if I can't find anything about anyone that works at that company or agency, when people ask me, it's like, hey, have you ever heard of this agency? Have you ever heard of this company? I'm like, I have no idea who owns it. I have no idea who works there. That it doesn't seem real.
Yeah.
You know, or they'll just use stock photography, like clearly stock photography on their About Us page or their team page or their homepage and say, you know, here's our customer service people. No, show me real people.
Yeah. Well, you can, and you can even have fun with it. I can't remember, was it, is it Vince Vaughn? He did like a series of stock photography. Oh, man, that was so funny. And so, like, you could even, you know, you could have fun with this with your team. And it's something that I've thought about since I do photography. But, you know, having some sort of a session where we just create a bunch of, like, stock images. And I've actually done stuff like that before. Like, you know, one of our designers, he'll say, hey, next time you're in the office, I need you to go and shoot a bunch of pictures. Next time you're in the office with your camera, shoot just a bunch of random office pictures, you know, people working and this and that. And I'm going to use them in presentations. And so, again, that's, you know, more to the point of keeping it more on brand focus. And it's better than stock photography because he could go out there and we have access to a lot of those sites that you did mention earlier. But, you know, even taking it a step further, and, you know, just doing something like that, you know, and he's including those images in our pitch decks. He's including it in our proposals. He's including it in white paper, whatever it is, you know, like ebooks, all of those images. And for example, you know, you go to lots of different pages of our website and you'll see a lot of those images. Like, it's funny because I had to go look at my about page when you said something about it. And right there, boom, there's a horrible picture of me, but at least people, when they go to it, they'll see that, hey, you know, consistent.
Yeah. Well, and I actually ran afoul of misreading on Flickr. I think I was doing some research for blog posts, and this is, what year was that? Nine years ago I did this. It was a $2,500, maybe $5,000 mistake.
Wow.
Between lawyer, and that's just paying the person off, the photographer. I had found a bunch of photos for a bunch of different blog posts and content we were creating, and I was reading through, trying to make sure that, you know, everything was kosher with the usage. And somewhere along the line, I think it's 9 years ago, I think I copied and pasted the wrong answer and flipped two of them, and then I ended up using the one that was wrong.
Oh.
And it said, you know, can distribute, business friendly, da 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 da, and we went and used it. And then the photographer said, hey, you didn't ask for permission. And I'm like, well, wait, you know, here's the link, let me follow it. And I was like, oh, shoot. You know, I totally fell on the sword with my boss on that one. Really didn't have a whole lot of content budget after that. But because we had to, you know, it was like, you know, you used it on this, this is my fee. And we're like, the lawyers are like, just pay it and you guys don't do that again.
I think, I can't remember what, it's like an extreme brand, like a skateboarding or something. Someone that going through something just similar like that, there was another brand that was using, do you know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think that's what spurred on this idea.
All right. Well, maybe share that and give us a little bit of insight there, and that might help some people with decision making.
Yeah, it was a photographer that is well known, and for $25, you can use his. I'll find the link and we'll add it to the website. But for $25, you can use his photo for any type of social post, and he listed off all these companies in the past, that skating companies or clothing companies or someone closely associated, that have used some of his photos. And it's just $25, which is not a lot.
Very affordable, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
if people knew how much the gear cost, and I was one of those ones the other side of it, but now I know how much the gear costs, yeah, $25, yeah. Very reasonable.
Well, I mean, just the time to get there, the time to set up, the time to... you know, cost of parking, cost of getting there, the gear, the time, the expertise to take the photo.
Yep.
I was in the same boat like years ago. I'm like, oh, it didn't take them that long. And then as I do photography, I'm like, the amount of setup and gear and expertise to take this photo and do it quickly is the same as anything else. It's just, I just didn't think about it.
Not to mention those awesome Milky Way shots people see. They don't happen, you know, at 5 in the afternoon.
Yeah, Well, we were out there for a while, and, you know, I got 3 pictures.
Yeah.
That I like, out of the 40 that I took. We were out there for like 2 hours.
Right.
But yeah, the guy was like, you know, he wrote this big blog post, and it detailed the conversation between the person, and they're like, well, we don't pay for photos, you know, we give you attribution, and, you know, you'll get some more work out of it. And he's like, but this is the kind of work that I should be getting paid for. He's like, you found me because of other people that also paid me. And, you know, so whether you're using stock photography or you're purchasing it, however you're using photos, make sure you are, you know, either paying the people as needed, or, you know, lawyers will find you like I have. not fun. I've never had that happen again. Once was enough. Or, you know, read the services, or, you know, find someone to create content.
Right.
Or, you know, the iStock photos of the world and the Shutterstocks and all of those people. You can get some stuff, but do some Google searches for that photo to see how many other people are using it and where.
Yeah.
And I'd also suggest trying not to use too much stock photography whenever possible. Just because, yeah, you'll look like everyone else. You won't look, you know, if I want to see a stock photography, I can just go to the next website.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, just while we were talking about this, something that I had thought about, and, you know, to me, again, this is, like, super important because this is, you know, a passion. This is something that I love doing, and so I don't mind doing it, but it wasn't a big deal. You know, when you're talking about keeping the brand consistency and everything like that, you know, when I was given that kind of information earlier, just take pictures of your team. Every time you take pictures of your team, then you're explaining the story to your team, and you're telling them, hey, look, you know, people are looking you up. They're wanting to see that, hey, you are a part of this group or whatever it might be. And so, again, it doesn't take much of an effort to just take some decent headshots, take some pictures, you know, with your logo in the background, take just something that's a little bit more, you know, again, that takes it to that next level of what you're saying versus just basic stock photography. Because we've actually had people, you know, that have researched and looked up, you know, what particular, person was working with them or employee was working with them, you know, who was their account manager, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And it's something that, you know, in my opinion, has made a huge difference in letting people know more of the credibility, if you will, and where, you know, when we're keeping that consistency. And so, again, that's just something for you guys to think about. And that's really, you know, the basic thoughts kind of wrapping it up as far as what I'm feeling with this particular episode. Just letting people know that you guys are real, and this is a real business, and it just takes it to that next level. And the photography is such a big deal. I mean, you know, we don't have time for it on this episode to even dive into it, but just the difference, you know, an image can make in the conversions of different landing pages when we're doing A/B testing and whatnot. And so there's just so many different things to talk about, but I guess I'll sum it up with, you know, don't use, you know, anytime you can use your own imagery, do it. Limit your use of stock photography, especially if you tend to see a certain image. And it might be, you know, that people are going to the same free website, typing in business looking dude, and that guy's ranking number one. And, you know, even avoid something like that. Like, just do some searches of people in your industry, see what kind of imagery they have, and if you've seen or think you've seen something that's super similar to that, just avoid it and create something of your own. Again, you know, good opportunity to create content using interns, having people take pictures. Think back to the millions of views that just pictures that I've taken over the years and posted for this Alaska Resort Lodge, you know, and what it's done for them and how they're using that photography to their benefit for conversions and stuff now. And really, that's I think plenty of takeaways for this session for me anyway.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not against stock photography, but I always prefer to own the photography and to make it more personalized, or to make it more branded, so that not everyone is using the same photo whenever possible.
Correct. Very good. Well, as always, if anybody has any questions about stock photography, or especially any needs, or any direction that Dave or I could send you, just as always, reach out to us. Ping us on the Twitter site. Ping us on the website. You know where we're at. And for Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Soltel with Avalanche Media, and we'll see you on the next episode. Bye.
Thank you.